Clicks, 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 they'll do anything to get a few. Tick, 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 that's the sound before my head explodes. Quick, 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 look at you up on your pedestals. Quick, 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 hear the critics come, it's time to go. I read your article, it kinda hurt me. I don't know who hired you or what your friends say in your circle, but the fact that you released it tells me two things are for certain. They get paid for trashing people, I get paid cause I stay working. Drop the search and they emerge up out of nowhere to the surface. Just a peek behind the curtain, throwing salt at all my burdens. I'm aware I shouldn't give this my attention. Life's a journey, I should just stay on my path and learn to laugh. You think they heard me? Ears are burning, put them out. Quiet, quiet, look around. Why don't they find someone way more interesting to write about? Us, we're kinda boring, aren't we? All we do is whine and pout. It's confusing, so amusing how I argue with myself. Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup, Movers and Shakers, the Masters Edition. On a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here, we are T-minus, 12, 18 hours away or so from kicking off the Masters, the 2021 Masters. It's an exciting time. This will be a long, exhausting day for many in the industry. I am super excited, pumped, ready to go. Can't wait for E9 tonight with Kenny Kim. That'll be a blast. This should be one of our better ones. A lot to discuss, a lot of storylines, a lot of options, a lot of great players, strategy. That's really what that E9 for the premium members comes all about, is more about the strategic side of it all. So I'm looking forward to that. As always, as we've been doing, this is your last chance. Use the code MASTERS, get 30% off, plus it includes a free 7-day trial. Go sign up, pick your package out, get you 30% off. 7 days from now, you get your first charge unless you cancel. If you don't like it or, you know, just don't want to stay on, that's fine. You have until Sunday to do that. So if you want to get in on Showdown, I'll have Showdown Breakdown every single night. Best in the industry. Come check that out as well. Slack will be on fire all week, including tonight. So come check us out. Listener League is full. Thank you, guys. We filled it early yesterday. Super impressed. DraftKings was impressed. I wish hopefully we can continue. I know we can't get that much every week, but hopefully we get more and more going and we can have a bigger one for the next major. Use 30% off now, or use the code MASTERS. Also get 30% off your merchandise. Wearing a hat now. Limited supplies on that. H3 stuff is almost out. The original Masters shirt's almost out. Almost sold out of almost, you know, pretty much everything except for the GC combo pack, which we bought plenty of to continue, you know, selling those, give those away, stuff like that. So hop in there through Sunday, get 30% off any merchandise you'd like to use there. Big deal for today, Monkey Knife Fight. Go to monkeyknifefight.com, use the code GUPS, get 100% match up to $50, plus, and this is for a first time only, next 20 people that go do it, you'll get a free Monkey Knife Fight shirt and a free Gups Corner shirt, plus the free $50 from them. So the next 20 guys or women that use the code Gups gets 100% match of $50. So you get that free $50 in there. You get a free Monkey Knife Fight shirt, a free Gups Corner shirt, and one person out of the 20 is going to win a Master swag item. So a golf ball or something like that that I have. They'll send me the first 20 that sign up. As soon as I have the list, I'll do the drawing. We'll give that away as well. So go do that. Help us out there. I'll have a play. If you're a premium member, I'll have my plays posted for the full tournament here early afternoon, so you can also use that. iTunes rate and review winners. Appreciate all you guys doing that. Tons of new reviews. Always a great deal. Continue doing that. As any big tournament, I always go to the rate and reviews, and I keep them archived. So as long as you've done it, it stays on the list. If you go do it tomorrow, you'll be in the next drawing. So go ahead and do that if you missed out. $50 Gups Corner merch credit. T. Keegan9, Nick Stowe, and Westy1320. $50 DFS money. The Dead99, Dave Wags. And then the Masters merch item winners. Omaha Man 11. And Bezhead 2. So congrats to all the winners there. Great week. You guys helped us a ton out. YouTube, iTunes, all that. Continue doing that on this podcast as well. Leave me a comment in this podcast of who you think above 10K would miss the cut. And then we'll do some giveaways on that later on Smash on Monday. Updated thoughts on the weeks for me. As I mentioned, I try to keep this one short. It's kind of like a final thoughts for you guys that aren't premium members, but it's always helped to go be a premium member, especially now. Come check it out today. You get the free preview for a week. Come check out me and Kenny tonight, all for free. Cancel. I mean, you can literally sign up and cancel if you want to right afterwards. You're still going to have the 7-day access, but if you'd like to try it out for a week, go ahead. I did have somebody that did that. They signed up, canceled immediately. 4 days later, emailed me and said, "Hey, I'm sorry. I actually kind of like everything you guys got going here. I'd like to sign up." So we got that worked out. Just wait. You can wait a couple days, see what you like, see if you like it. For me, I really think there's a thing. I'm talking about this with Kenny tonight, of like that gut, going with your gut this week. And it's not because the analytics don't matter or anything like that. They do. But there's many spots that I think we're going to be splitting hairs on, guys. Like, seriously, when you're looking at DJ, Rom, Bryson, JT, Rory, Shoffley, any of those guys, and then you go each tier. So you got to kind of look at the pricing tier, and you're going to be splitting hairs on who you really – I mean, look at all the stats and data you want. You know, Spieth, Morikawa, Cantley, you know, I can make an argument for the ones I lean towards. Reed, you know, ownership will come in to an extent. But for the most part, I think at some point in time, you may go, who do I really just have that gut feeling at times? And I would just say, don't always ignore your gut, especially on a week like this. We have literally 88 guys in the field. I have my next to last pool built. I've cut out 22. And this is more for like the 150 max build. Out of that, so I'm looking at, I mean, yeah, 22. So I got 66 guys that'll probably be in my next to last pool. I'll make some few cuts there. So you're really not talking about a ton of guys to digest here. So, you know, you're splitting hairs. The pricing is what it is because of that. It's such a small field, and a lot of these guys are going to eat up that 6,000, the Larry Mai, Sandy Lyle over that. So at some point, I think that's okay to do. I do think it's going to play fast and firm. There's a little bit of rain. A great comp year if you're looking is 2018. I was out there at 2018. It was fast. It was firm. Wasn't much weather. So if you want to look at that leaderboard, I think I mentioned it yesterday. I've dug a little more into that. So go ahead and take a look at that year if you're looking at a comp year. A little bit of showers. These are spring showers. Look like they're going to pop up late in the afternoon, evening. You may see a delay or two, but I don't think any of these rain or storms going to change the course at all, especially with what Augusta wants to do with it and how they're attacking this week. I think I'm going to play it as it's going to be fast and firm all week long. Guys that have moved up for me. The first one was my fade of the week on Monday, and it's Bryson. I think his ownership will be high, but not high enough where I don't have to, you know, I think I can play him. I do think, you know, it means I'm going to have to get off Rom or JT. I kind of mentioned that Monday. I'm not probably playing Shoffley, so I'm cutting him out. I am going to play DJ. I mean, we knew that Monday. Rory's going to be low-owned, so he's kind of on that list. And then it was, you know, I think I almost had to full fade Rom or JT, one of them. And then I may be light on the other type of deal. And I'm talking big builds. Small builds, I'm definitely going to have to cut out more than that. But it's not going to be Bryson. I think I'm going to move him up. Maybe not make a 3 max type build, but certainly will be in the 20 max or 50 max type consideration for me when I start getting the player pool a little bigger. Moved up in my week. I liked his presser. I like what he has to say. I like his mentality. Still a little bit of concerns, but I think with the ownership and how it should shake out, I think he'll be lighter owned than a JT or Rom. And I'm okay with that. It doesn't seem like the obvious play. The other two do. So I think being different there may help me this week, and I just like where Bryson's head's at right now. The other one's Brooks. Obviously, so much unknown, you know, all the way up until really yesterday. You know, we got his presser. We listened to his interviews. You've seen him. We know he's dealing with the pain. I think he'll be 10-ish percent, probably less the higher dollar or single entry you go up. You know, I could see him being 3-5%, 5-7% in stuff like the 444, the 888. So huge lever spot, but huge risk there. He certainly will be in my MME pool. So I like Brooks moved up. And Cantley was moved up quite a bit for me. $9,800. Loved his presser. Doug Moore. He killed me at the players, but I like where he's at overall. He'll be up there in that percentage, but it's going to be so tight. There's going to be so many guys between 16 and 22%. It's not that big of a deal. And I didn't, you know, going back to look at my notes on Monday, He wasn't even in my 9K or above list. It was DJ Spieth, Rory, Ron Brooks. Cantlay would certainly be in that top three right now for me. So I like Cantlay as a move up. My move down is Fitzpatrick, which really hurts me. I liked him. I talked about him Monday. He was a bubble boy. But, boy, is he getting steamed up all over the place. And while I think he's a good fit here, and he will probably be a guy I play, just play lower ownership and try to get some leverage with a unique build, he won't be on my three max type stuff or anything like that. $8,100. He only rates out my final rankings. He's actually moved down some to 35th. I mean, he can get going. I get it, but I just don't want to play a chalky Fitzpatrick. I think that I can get that's a spot I can gain leverage. Meaning, I would rather fade a Fitz in the next guy I talk about to be able to eat chalk like Spieth or Connors or something like that. And the other guy's Casey. I like Casey. I think he's a great fit here. We've seen him bust his chalk before. I like Casey more than I do Fitz. So, but he's going to be one of the highest owned, I think. So, if let's say Casey's 20-22%, maybe I play him in a 50 max and I go, 14%, 16%. I get a third of the ownership or 3/4 the ownership of what's out there. So, I'd be light on him. And go heavy elsewhere. I could see myself being super light on. I'm not even playing him until I get to my 150 max. I can certainly see that as well. Great form coming in. Nothing to argue about that. I would rather play personally a guy like Connors with who he's surrounded around. And I can pivot much more off of Casey to some other guys I think have just as much upside. So I do like, like a Kokrak down there at 6,900. But after that, it does get a little slim and you're going to need pieces down in that range. So that's just the point I'm going at this week. My sleeper under the radar, number one is Champ. I love him this week. I'm on him. I've talked about him a lot. I put him in a lot of articles. 2% owned probably in that range. I'll be heavy on him this week. And then Bubba. I really like Bubba. He finished, fifth in 2018 when it was firm and fast. $7,800. Surprisingly, I think he's going to be 5 to 8% range. Sub 10 for sure. I know he's not coming in with the best form, but statistically and course history wise, for $7,800 and a low own Bubba, I'll take that all week. And then especially comparing them to the 2018 Masters, so I'll take my chance there. My leverage play of the week has been pretty good. Last week was Fowler. This is normally like a big name guy that just isn't getting the ownership. For me, it's Phil this week, Mickelson. I think he'll probably be 5% ish, maybe a little less, maybe a little more in like the $10 milli where you got 400,000. But I think he'll like – you listen to his presser, it seems like he likes this style of play. He finished 36 in 2018. At $6,600, you just need to make the cut, and he's definitely got top 20 upside. Last 4 years here, a 22nd, a 36, and an 18. His worst was when it was soft in November at 55th. So I think he'll like the way it'll play this week. Coming in with a little bit better form, a 35th and a 25th at TPC and Honda. Did miss a cut to Valero. Not too worried about that, though. So I like Phil as the leverage play of the week. My final five for one and done is Cantlay, Finau, DJ, Spieth, Rory. I'll have two of those five. I think Finau and Rory are probably would be lower owned guys. I think you could go like a sneaky guy, be like Brooks. I think he'll be super low owned. Obviously, I think Rom and JT and all those guys are in play, but those are my final five to get us going. Come join us today. Masters gets you 30% off. Come check out me and Kenny tonight. You won't regret. You just sign up. I know you have to put your card in and all that, but cancel it if you want. No big deal. No harm, no foul. Give us a try. I think you'll enjoy it. Have a blessed day and a blessed week, and good luck this week, y'all. Thanks.